You know that feeling when you walk into a room and it just doesn't feel quite right? Like the energy is stale or there's this weird heaviness lingering in the air? Or maybe you've had one of those days where you can't shake a bad mood no matter how many pep talks you give yourself. Well, my friend, the truth is we're all energetic beings constantly giving off vibes and absorbing the vibes around us whether we realize it or not. It's like we're little sponges soaking up the energy of our environments and the people we interact with. And look, I get it. We can't control every little energy that comes our way. But what if I told you there are simple and powerful practices you can use to protect your personal energy field and create a sacred, harmonious bubble around yourself? Imagine being able to filter out the negativity, the stress, the toxic vibes that try to cling to you. Imagine having tools to cleanse and fortify your energetic boundaries so you can stay grounded and centered no matter what's swirling around you. That's what today's episode is all about. Energetic protection for your mind, your body, and your beautiful soul. We're going to dive into why it's so crucial, especially in our fast-paced world. You'll learn the telltale signs that it's time to tighten up your protection game, and I'll be sharing simple yet profound rituals you can start using today to safeguard your energy and create a nurturing space that aligns with your highest vibration. So grab a cozy seat, open your mind, and get ready to discover the life-changing magic of energetic protection. Your radiant, balanced self is just a few tips away. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is magical. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into a topic that's not just fascinating, but crucial for anyone navigating the waves of life, the importance of protecting yourself and your space energetically. So grab your cozies and let's chat about protection, shall we? So let's start with the basics. Energetic protection is all about creating a safe, harmonious bubble around yourself and your living space. It's like putting up an invisible shield that filters out negative vibes, toxic energies, and anything that doesn't serve your highest good. When you're energetically protected, you'll feel more grounded, centered, and in control of your own energy field. Why is protecting your energy so important? Think of it like this. Just as you lock your doors at night to keep your home safe, you should also be taking steps to guard your energetic space. Whether you're aware of it or not, we are all constantly exchanging energy with the people around us, and sometimes we end up absorbing negative vibes that aren't ours to carry. Protecting your energy means safeguarding your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. In our fast-paced, stress-filled world, we're constantly bombarded by energies, some positive, some not so much. From the frustration of a coworker to the residual energy left behind in a room, these vibes can cling to us and drain our vitality. Energy protection acts as a buffer, helping us stay balanced and preventing us from taking on other people's stuff. It's about safeguarding your personal energy levels, emotional well-being, and spiritual and mental space from being depleted or contaminated by external negative forces. It involves putting up an invisible shield, if you will, or energetic boundary around yourself to filter out draining energies, emotions, or entities while still allowing all that beautiful positive energy to flow in. The goal is to prevent absorbing other people's negativity, stress, or toxic vibes, which can leave you feeling mentally and emotionally exhausted. Doing this just really helps you to stay grounded, centered, and in control of your own energy field, rather than getting thrown off balance by disruptive external forces. For sensitives and energy workers, energetic protection is critical because you want to make sure you maintain your energetic clarity, and you definitely don't want to lug around other people's stuff, especially when you're trying to work in the energetic space. Doing this also creates a harmonious buffer zone around you, acting as an energetic filter for your personal space and boundaries. Listen, in essence, energetic protection practices allow you to control what energies you let in and what you keep out, enabling you to conserve your own positive energy levels for your highest priorities and well-being. So how do you know if you need to up your energetic protection game? Here are a few telltale signs. You feel drained or exhausted for no apparent reason. You're unusually moody or irritable. You're having trouble concentrating or focusing. You're picking up on other people's emotions more than usual. Your living or workspace feels heavy or stagnant. You're getting sick more often. You have constant or lingering headaches. You want to isolate yourself. You could also be feeling drained after certain interactions. If any of these resonate with you, it could be time to cleanse and fortify your energetic field. It's worth noting that these symptoms can be indicative of other issues, so keep a very open mind and address all areas of your health and wellness just to make sure you make adjustments and corrections wherever needed. Listen, I am the girl who always jumps to the supernatural first and logic way, way, way later. Don't be like me. So knowing all of that, there are many ways to energetically protect yourself, and the key is really finding the things that work best for you. Here are a few of the most popular methods that you can consider. Visualization. With this, you want to imagine a bubble of white light surrounding you, creating a barrier that only positive energy can penetrate. Affirmations. Repeat empowering phrases like, "I am protected," to help build that verbal wall, if you will. If you're into crystals, this one's for you. Crystals like black tourmaline, amethyst, and selenite are fantastic for energy protection. Black tourmaline, for instance, is known for its grounding and protective properties. Amethyst can help with emotional balance and spiritual protection, while selenite is excellent for clearing and purifying energy. Keep these crystals in your space, or carry them with you, or even wear them as jewelry for continuous protection. Smudging. Cleanse your energy field with the smoke of sage, palo santo, or other beautiful sacred herbs. You can use the smoke to waft over your body while setting an intention to clear the negative energies. Grounding is another way. So you could spend some time in nature, walk barefoot on the grass, or just sit and breathe deeply to reconnect with the earth's beautiful energy. You could take a cleansing bath or shower. So for the bath, you could add essential oils, herbs, or crystals to your bath water and visualize the water washing away the energies you no longer need. For the shower, you can visualize the water as a stream of white or golden light washing over you. As the water runs off your body, visualize the unwanted energy being washed away down the drain. You could use sound therapy from uplifting music, singing bowls, tuning forks, bells, and chimes to break up the energy in your energetic field. Here's one I love and often forget about. Cross your arms and legs. I know, simple, right? Super simple, but very effective. When you cross your arms and legs, you create a physical barrier between you and your environment. I really need to remember this one because it would serve me well, very well. So simple, but very effective. The important thing is to make energetic protection a regular practice, not just something you do when you're feeling off. The key for simple rituals is using sacred elements like herbs, water, fire, sound, crystals, or visualization to symbolically release what no longer serves you. The intention you set is powerful for cleansing your energy. Just as important as protecting yourself is protecting your living or workspace. Stagnant energy can accumulate in our homes and offices, which leaves us feeling sluggish and unmotivated. A huge plus is that a lot of the rituals you do to cleanse and protect yourself will also work on your space. So, you know, two birds. Here are some simple tips for keeping your space energetically clear. We talked about visualizing a protective bubble around you and your energetic field, but you can also do this with your space. This is one that I love to do every single night when I go to bed. So I visualize a huge bubble of energy surrounding our property all the way around, and I set the intention that it's in place to protect us and our home. Interestingly enough, I have been doing this so long that the bubble looks different almost every night, which I have learned along the way to associate with where I am consciously or subconsciously. Very interesting. Another one we talked about is crystals. I have crystals all over my house, but the ones that I have specifically for protection are on my door frames. So a while back, I bought small black tourmaline crystals that are probably like the size of my pinky nail, and I placed three of them at the top of each exterior door frame. I also placed them on some of the windowsills for the same exact reason. So when I placed them, I set the intention that they were there to protect our home and keep unwanted energy out. In my bedroom, I have two sizable selenite crystals. Those guys are there to keep things clear and balanced. For me, the night hours can be some of the most active in terms of energies trying to get my attention. So listen, I had to pull out the big guns. Next up is smudging. So we talked about this one in the last list. Smudging is probably one of my favorite things to do because it's so hands-on and it really just gives me a sense of control. Also, I really love the smell of sage and Palo Santo. I mean, listen, any excuse to break those babies out, any excuse. Sound frequencies makes our list again. So sound is great for breaking up stale energy and really shaking things up. One of my favorite things to do is walk around my space with a bell or a chime in hand and make all the noise. I love it so much. Another thing you can do is open the windows, let fresh air in, and visualize any negative energy being swept away. In line with the windows is sunshine. Let the bright light in with the intention that it is burning away all that does not belong. Listen, burn, baby, burn. Sunlight is one of the most powerful things you can use. It is free. It is out every single day. Use it. Another thing you can do is to declutter and organize regularly. This is going to help prevent blockages from occurring. If you have piles of stuff everywhere, it's taking up valuable space. You want all of that to be nice and clear so the energy can flow freely. Another thing you can do is chant, affirm, or pray out loud. Look, words have a lot of power. So speaking out loud with cleansing and protective words goes a very, very long way. I like to recite things that rhyme because it just helps me to remember them better. You can find all kinds of protective prayers online, on Pinterest, pretty much anywhere. One of my favorites that I like to recite when I'm walking around smudging my space is smoke of air, fire, and earth, cleanse and bless this home and hearth, drive away all harm and fear, only good may enter here. That one, I mean, as soon as I learned it, because, you know, a little rhyme, it's like a nursery school thing, it just stuck. It is hands down my favorite one. I don't need to read anything to recite it. I can just say it. I can say that thing in my sleep. I love it. And it really does just make me feel so good. When you are smudging or clearing or, you know, setting your protection for yourself or your space, just bring in the light, bring in the white light, you know, the things that resonate with you. Honestly, I love all of these methods, but the thing I love the most is creating a routine so cleansing is done on a very regular basis and I don't even have to think about it. Here's an example of what I mean. So a few years ago when I started working from home, I found that my work life was seeping into everything, like every space, every meal. Everything I did had work just like oozing all over it. My work hours were already super stressful, so to have that energy attached to everything was way more than I could handle. So it occurred to me one day, and I'll tell you right now that it was likely one of my guides and not like my own brilliance, that I really needed to take action every single day to create and reinforce healthy boundaries between my work and my home life. So each day when my workday ended, I got in the habit of turning off my computer, closing my notebooks and my planners, pushing my chair into my desk, and making sure nothing on my desk would pull me back in. Every time I did this at the end of my workday, I set the intention to physically and energetically shut the work world down and lock it away until I was ready to open it up again. This changed everything. And because my job was so stressful, I knew that energy was taking up residence in my office. So I also got in the habit of burning incense every single morning to start my day on a clean and positive note. Burning the incense was really great because I set the intention for it to cleanse my space, but I also associated the smell with very good and calming feelings. So it was win-win all over the place. Here's one you're probably already doing and didn't even realize. Changing your clothes when you get home from work. So if you think about it, you're removing your workday, like physically removing it, and putting on something that makes you feel comfortable and cozy and just good all around. And while you probably didn't think about it that way before, maybe now you will, and you'll be more intentional in making it part of your energetic cleansing for the day. One of the most powerful tools in energetic protection is intention. When you set a clear intention to create a safe, harmonious space for yourself, you are harnessing the power of your mind and energy to make it so. Whether you're visualizing a protective bubble or smudging your space, infusing your actions with intention, oh my God, it amplifies their effectiveness like tenfold. So just like words, thoughts have so much power too. Set your intentions. Be clear about your intentions. Make these things work for you. So we can't talk about energy protection without mentioning the people we surround ourselves with. Have you ever heard the saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with? It's true. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Look, relationships, they should be reciprocal, where both parties give and both parties receive positive energy. If you're constantly drained by someone, it might be time to reassess that relationship. My last tip is self-care. This one should be a non-negotiable when it comes to protecting your energy. This means taking time for yourself to relax, to recharge, and to do things that make you happy. Whether it's reading a book, taking a bath, meditating, see, it made it into the episode, or practicing yoga, self-care activities really do help maintain your energetic health. And remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So here are my thoughts. Protecting your energy really is an act of self-care and self-love. It's about creating a sacred space where you can thrive and be your best self. So take some time to explore the different methods of energetic protection and find what resonates with you. Your energy is so beautiful and precious and definitely deserves to be nurtured and protected. And just remember, when you're energetically fortified, you'll feel more grounded and centered and in control of your life. So why wait? Start your energetic protection journey now and experience that transformative power of living in harmony with your energy. And like almost all energy work, this isn't a one and done. You have got to stay on top of your practice to make sure that things stay balanced and harmonious. It's like showering, brushing your teeth, locking your doors, filling your car with gas, paying your utility bills. You have to do these things over and over and over for them to stick, for them to be effective. So suit up, light up your sage, ring those bells, and take your energy back. That is our episode on the magic and importance of energetic protection, my friends. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, keep your heart open, your mind curious, and your spirit connected. Stay magical, my friend.